Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome to the podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of English so that you can communicate in a better and more effective way. And we do that by looking at grammar, some grammar points, some sentences, their construction and other areas around vocabulary, expressions, and all sorts of other aspects. So, what do I have for you in this particular podcast? Well, in this particular podcast, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to read an extract from a particular article, and the article is to do with the topic of climate change, and we're going to look at what is said, and then look at some particular words that I will highlight, and I'll give you a meaning of those particular words. So, let me start by reading the particular extract. What you put on your plate is important. Nearly a quarter of all greenhouse gases come from agriculture, and most of those are from meat and dairy. Cutting out meat is an easy way to reduce your carbon footprint, and you'll save money too. A meat-free diet has been recommended as the single biggest way an individual can reduce their impact on the planet. Meat and dairy consumption result in excessive land use, industrial emissions, methane, water use, and deforestation. Universities are now reacting to this. Goldsmiths in London has stopped the sale of all beef products on its campus as it tries to become carbon neutral by 2025. The growing global call for whatever you choose to eat depends on you trying to shop locally and seasonally. You'll probably avoid the plastic packaging you'll find in supermarkets, and these products will have a lower carbon footprint. If you have the space, try growing some of your own herbs or vegetables. It's amazing what you can get from just a window box planter. You can also reduce food waste by planning meals in advance, eating leftovers and sharing meals with friends. Okay, so little extract based on the topic of climate change and how we can improve things. So the words I've highlighted in that are greenhouse gases, cutting out, carbon footprint, consumption, emissions, deforestation, carbon neutral, and finally leftovers. Okay, so what do they mean and how do we use them? Well, a lot of these words are very well used and documented in articles and books and magazines for the last few years. So some of them may well be known to you. Greenhouse gases. Well, these are the gases that are produced, as they say, from agriculture, from the cows in the field, from the cars that we drive, for any product that is manufactured in factories. They produce these greenhouse gases, and the effect of the greenhouse gases is they get trapped in our atmosphere and can destroy our plant life. So greenhouse gases are quite bad. They are produced by the cars we drive and even the aerosols we use as a deodorant. This all produces greenhouse gases. Next expression, cutting out. Well, to cut out something, it's a phrasal verb, and to cut out something means to stop using it. So in the article, we want to suggest cutting out meat as an easy way to reduce the effects of greenhouse gases. Cut out the meat in your diet. So to cut out means to remove. You can cut down on something, which is to reduce. But when you cut out, you remove it completely. If you have to go to hospital for an operation, for example, on your appendix, the doctor won't cut out half of it. He'll cut out all of the appendix, remove your appendix because it's infected. So he cuts it out. Okay, so to cut out means to remove. So cut out meat as an easy way to reduce, and the next word, your carbon footprint. So apparently we all leave a carbon footprint. A footprint is the mark we leave on the sand or in the wet soil. So a carbon footprint is that footprint we leave based on what we use, the number of plane journeys we take, the amount of miles or kilometers we drive in our car. These are classic ways in which we have a carbon footprint. And they have very interesting ways of measuring the carbon footprint of each of us based on the number of holidays we take, the journeys we take by car, by train, by plane, whatever it might be, even the plastic that we use. So if we want to reduce our carbon footprint, one way is to cut out meat and dairy products. Another way is to stop traveling so much in trains and planes. And of course, that has happened now because all the planes have been grounded. So there's an immediate saving. Our carbon footprint now has been reduced drastically. Yeah. And as a result of cutting out and reducing your carbon footprint, you may actually save money. Yeah. If you have a meat-free diet, it might be the single biggest way to reduce the amount of money you spend on your weekly food budget. Okay. And meat and dairy products result in excessive land use, according to some people, about the amount of grass that is needed to feed a cow, the amount of water that is needed to feed the cows. It would be better used growing plants that we can eat. So this is all about our carbon footprint. And then we come up to the word consumption. Consumption is about the amount of products we consume as a consumer society. The consumption of alcohol, perhaps. What is your consumption of alcohol per week? How much do you drink? The consumption of dairy products. How much meat and dairy products do you have daily or weekly? So that would be meat, milk, cheese, cottage cheese, whatever it might be, your consumption. How much of that do you eat? And this is what leads to the demand from farmers to have more cows. With more cows, we have more methane gas, and these refer to as emissions. Okay, so emissions, E-M-I-S-S-I-O-N-S, emissions are the gases that are released. Cows in the field release methane gas. Cars on our streets release certain gases into the atmosphere. Factories have emissions, not only of gases, but also water pollutants that damage our lakes and rivers. So these emissions are dangerous, and they also damage the trees in our forests. So if you look at trees near a city, they are often black. If you look at buildings in city centres, they are often black and have to be washed and sand blasted on a regular basis to keep them clean. So these are the emissions, the gases that are released into our atmosphere. And then we have deforestation, D-E-F-O-R-E-S-T-A-T-I-O-N. Deforestation is the reduction or the cutting down of forests on our planet. So often wood is cut down, the trees are cut down to make furniture, to provide fuel for fires, to make other materials, paper, whatever it might be. This all results in a reduction in the amount of land covered by trees, and we classified it all as deforestation. And of course, when the forests are removed, well, we damage the wildlife, we damage the insect population, we remove the natural habitat for birds to live in, or leaves for animals to eat. And then we open ourselves up or expose ourselves to wind erosion when the wind blows, that the trees are not there to stop the soil from blowing away. And then the land turns dry and eventually becomes a big desert. Okay, so this is the process of deforestation. In the article then, it refers to us trying to become carbon neutral by a certain date. So under the Paris Agreement that many countries, with the exception of the United States, signed last year, there was a desire to become carbon neutral by a certain year, 2025, where we would have reduced our dependency on the fossil fuels, and that this would have a positive impact on our environment. So in this particular article, they refer to a university called Goldsmiths in London that has stopped the sale of beef products on its campus as it tries to become carbon neutral. So they want to reduce the impact of carbon that it has by reducing the amount of plastic that they use, probably using reusable cups and straws, but not selling beef so that they don't put a demand on farmers to grow more beef, so to become carbon neutral. And then finally, the last word, leftovers. Well, leftovers is a wonderful expression. It reminds me of my childhood when on a Sunday evening, particularly on a Sunday evening, when we'd usually have a nice roast beef dinner. Sorry to burst the bubble there, but we used to enjoy lovely roast beef dinners, and there would be lots of leftovers, food that wasn't eaten at dinner, and it would make a very nice supper or meal for the following day. So we often eat the leftovers, and they're very tasty. In modern life, people tend to throw away food left after one meal, and we get a lot of food waste. But, you know, leftovers from one meal can make a very interesting meal for the following day, and just as tasty, if not more tasty. Okay, so leftovers, something left over, something remaining from a previous meal carried over, if it's fresh, to the next day. Okay, so let me give you the words again. Greenhouse gases, cutting out, carbon footprint, consumption, emissions, deforestation, carbon neutral, and leftovers. Okay, I'm going to read that one more time, and you'll see and hear the words in this particular extract. Okay. What you put on your plate is important. Nearly a quarter of all greenhouse gases come from agriculture, and most of these are from meat and dairy. Cutting out meat is an easy way to reduce your carbon footprint, and you'll save money too. A meat-free diet has been recommended as the single biggest way an individual can reduce their impact on the planet. Meat and dairy consumption result in excessive land use, industrial emissions, methane, water use, and deforestation. Universities are now reacting to this. Goldsmiths in London has stopped the sale of all beef products on its campus as it tries to become carbon neutral by 2025. Whatever you choose to eat, try to shop locally and seasonally. You'll probably avoid the plastic packaging you find in supermarkets, and these products will have a lower carbon footprint. If you have the space, try growing some of your own herbs or vegetables. It's amazing what you can get from just a window box planter. You can also reduce food waste by planning meals in advance, eating leftovers and sharing meals with friends. And just in case you don't understand, a window box planter is a little box that fits on the inside or the outside of your window. It's a little box where in which you plant seeds and you can grow herbs. If the box is big enough, you can grow tomatoes. You'd be amazed what you can grow in a window box planter, a box made to fit the size of your windowsill, either on the inside or the outside. Okay, so that's the end of that particular podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and you get some words that you can use. And as always, if you want to contact me, well, then you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. I'm always happy to hear from you. And when you get there, find your way to the Easy Peasy English Club, which is an easy, as it says, an efficient, effective, and economic way for you and your friends to learn English. You get one pre-recorded lesson from me each week and lots of other helpful information and tips and exercises that you can fill out and send them to me. Okay, as I said, thanks for listening and join me again soon.